Now in the chat, Joe.
Yeah.
Dr. Swank is putting the timeout emote there.
Yeah.
Put it three times.
Does that mean?
I think he wants to be timed out. That's what I'm asking.
That does.
Is that what that means?
I don't know why else you would use it.
I don't know why else he would use it either.
Do we just need to?
I think you need to time out, Dr. Swank.
Okay.
10 seconds. Dr. Swank, you're timed out. Everyone else, you're timed in. Welcome back to the morning show.
Woo,
woo. I missed you guys. I missed doing this show last week. I'll be honest with you.
It was weird. It was weird not having
it. I didn't like it.
Mm-mm.
I didn't like it. We took a little bit of the week off to, well, spoilers, we didn't take any of the week off. We doubled up on content because we had RTX. And then obviously Greg's gone for a couple days doing some stuff. We'll talk about that in a second. But I don't like, the morning show anchors me.
Yeah.
To the world. When I'm not anchored to the
gravity.
World, I feel like I'm just floating around in space. Like that scene with Sandra Bullock where she's trying to grab the thing and gravity. Grabs it, and then all of a sudden, that's not how space works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She like grabs it, and it was like, whoa.
That also comes
like,
with
that's
me.
Not how space works. That's not how space gravity works. By the way, welcome back.
Thank you.
How was the vacation you had between RTX and here?
By the time I got home from dinner with Tim and Gia, it was like 12:30.
Yeah.
And then my alarm went off at 9:30. So that whole 9 hours of sleep vacation. Excellent.
We came back from RTX, by the way, yesterday, for those of you who haven't been following us. We came back, I think our flight landed around 7:30. And we get off the plane and Tim's like, we're going to go to PJ's if you want to come. And I'm like, how do you all want to spend more time together? It's not that I don't love you guys.
No,
it's not that I didn't have a perfectly lovely time in Austin.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, by the way, that the GOG topic this week will be RTX, because I think we're doing GOG on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, like I assume it will be.
So we'll talk more about the shenanigans of RTX. I don't want that RTX filth dirtying up this beautifully pure show. I was just like, when I had that plane last night, and you guys were all sitting up front, and I was sitting in the back, I was like, not because I don't love you guys, but because by the time you hit day four, you're so tired of talking.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I can't move my mouth anymore. I just want to sit and watch dumb fuck movies.
Yeah.
And boy, did I. And that's going to be the big topic today. I watched a bunch of bad movies. Also, we're going to do the my official Mission Impossible Fallout review today.
Man.
Is that a week late? Yeah. Does it matter?
No.
No. Not on this show. Doesn't matter at all.
Yeah,
but
I watched Fallout, too. So
oh, good. I was going to ask you if you did. Okay, we're gonna save your opinions for that. I want to get your opinion on that. We're going to do the official review, the Kind of Funny Fallout review, until we do eventually Kind of Funny in review of Mission Impossible.
I fucking hope we do it someday.
I hope so too. We'll get to that. But for those of you who are new to the show, guess what? It's the Kind of Funny Morning Show. It happens each and every day, Monday through Friday, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, 11 a.m., except for all last week, we didn't do it.
Just that one week.
But all this week, we are doing it. We're back in full effect, and I'm so happy to be in front of you guys today. We're going to talk about some fun news stories today coming up. We got some housekeeping stuff coming up. Before we get to that, of course, if you guys are watching live, please be in the chat. Please, it's a live show. I love jumping in there and making fun of people like this young buck, DH Canada, who says, in Gravity, she should have died when just sitting there alone and the camera panned out. That would have been a great death.
That would have been
but
very,
instead,
very excellent.
But instead, she went all the way to there. Also would have been cool, as spoilers, if George Clooney had lived too, because I love their chemistry together. Yeah.
That would have been really cool.
That would have
been
cool.
Really cool.
But no, we get some weird flashback where he's not there, and I'm like, how fucking dare you? How dare you?
I think it was a dream.
Yeah, she was like hallucinating or dreaming, right?
Have you heard that the...
they're making a sequel called Aliens?
When she like hits the... like, she talks to someone on the radio.
Yeah.
That, like, there's another movie that ties into that?
Was that the... That was... Well, there was like a short film that tied into that, right?
Was it a short film?
Yeah, I think his son did a short film that was like a guy that was in the Alps, stuck in the Alps or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Radioing
it was cool. It was a cool movie.
Interesting, yeah.
That was one of those movies that I'm glad I saw in theaters, because I'm like, I don't think this would have been as intense as it was watching it, like, if I watched it on my 55-inch TV, you know?
Or the premium viewing experience, the Virgin America plane TV.
Why do you have a 55-inch TV, Nick?
It's old, man.
You could have gone bigger, is all I'm saying.
Actually, I think I have a 50-inch TV, truth be told. I think it was 50 and 60.
But it's a good one. It's Panasonic, right?
I got no complaints.
Plasma.
I will have to at some point pick y'all's brain on the 4K TV.
Oh, dude, we're excited.
That's my next thing.
I know. I want to go like 80 inch.
80 inch?
I want it to be a wall. I want it to be so loud. I want it to be so loud and so big that it drowns out all the noise my neighbors make.
All of the dogs are not supposed to have.
Your wife will love that.
Dude, my wife, I told you the story. When we got my TV, she was like, this is so big. And I was like, should we get that? We looked at them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, should I get the 50 inch or the 60 inch? She's like, the 60 inch is way too big.
Yeah.
Get the 50 inch. And I can't remember if it's 50 or 55. It doesn't matter. Either way, I was like, it's big.
You have 55.
It's a 55, right?
65 was the other option.
65 was the other option. So she was like, 65, too big, right? That's, what is this right here? Is that a 70 inch?
No, that's a 65.
So she was like, too big, way too big. Right? We get it in the space for a week. She's like, this TV's huge. 7 days later, she's like, you could have got a little bigger. You could have got a little bigger.
Damn it, D.
I know. But you know, you don't know until you know.
You gotta adjust to it in the living space, see how it all works.
And you know, we're in San Francisco, but my apartment's not that big. Like, the room in which I am viewing this TV is probably...
You got a fair-sized living room.
It's not terrible.
It's a decent size for what
But I'm just saying, I could have gone 80-inch, right?
Yeah, you could.
I think 80-inch would actually be bigger than the console table that I have it on, but I don't give a fuck.
No.
Because, especially when you're playing that sweet, sweet Fortnite... You're getting
sweet,
in there, you're getting those
Fortnite
Victory Royale.
On the Switch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying is, I'm playing it on the Switch, I'm watching Netflix.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about. That's my preferred way of watching Fortnite. Mm-hmm. Then I can blame the fact that I suck at the game on the fact that I'm not 100% paying attention to the game.
Yeah.
You know, and Greg Miller's always like, oh, I watched Akira the other day, and it's not a very good fucking
Stop.
Movie.
Akira's
because he was
movie.
Playing Lumines on his goddamn fucking PlayStation Vita instead of paying attention to the nuanced filmmaking.
It's not nuanced.
That is Akira.
Akira.
Also watched Ready Player One. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit.
Got and some you choice. Went through.
Got some choice. Dude, I sit down.
Thank you, Virgin America / JetBlue, for finally updating your movies, by the way.
Well, Alaska, on the way over, I watched. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to get into that in a second. Kevin, before we do that, let's get into housekeeping.
Oh, shit.
Top on the housekeeping, of course, we are rounding out our X-Men in review with X-Men Apocalypse next week. This week was Deadpool. We have Deadpool 2 coming up, and I think that is it for the X-Men.
It's the last one.
I gotta ask Tim, but I believe he announced... No.
We
so
did.
We're not doing the... We're not doing... I think we're going right into Spider-Man, right?
I don't know if we talked about exact schedule.
I don't know how the time is.
Yet,
if
but
you
that's
guys are wondering what's going on, Tim announced at the panel on Sunday that we are, in fact, going into a Spider-Man in review after this. What does that mean? It means we are going back and watching the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, all the movies leading up to Venom. So that's going to be fun. Not including Homecoming.
MCU Spider-Man.
So we've already watched Homecoming. Yeah. Because, and here's my rationale behind that. This is my own personal one. That movie is so much better than the other ones.
It's not.
Not even a comparison.
Yeah.
It's clearly number one. So let's go back and let's reminisce, as they say.
Let's reminisce. Huh?
And go back and watch. Let's reminisce, Kevin.
Bless you, Chief.
Let's reminix. of course, this week, though, on Thursday, I believe Deadpool is dropping, right?
Yes.
Or is it already out?
No. Deadpool's already up.
Deadpool's already
Apocalypse.
Up. Apocalypse is this Thursday. And then I think Deadpool 2 will do next week and then Spider-Man after that. So everyone, keep up. It's been really, really fun.
It's Logan after Apocalypse, then Deadpool.
God damn it. We got a lot more, huh?
It's hard because we filmed so many in a chunk because we had that a little bit of free time last week because people are going to be out of town. That's like, which order do they go in again?
So Apocalypse already happened, then Logan, then Deadpool 2. That's what it is.
Deadpool 2 we have not shot yet, and I'm very excited to.
We have not. I'm
have to watch it again.
Jay Mertz 79 says, don't mind Nick, he's wiped. Panzer G2 says, should have done Batman movies in review. Panzer, you're timed out. Let's time out. 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
5 second timeout. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm sure we'll get to the Batman movies.
No, of course we're going to get to the Batman movies.
Yeah.
We're waiting for those.
On the plus side, there's a lot of great Batman movies.
I'm very excited to go through those because you have to understand the Batman movies span what, like 20 years now at this point? 30 more years, more than
30,
that?
Right?
Well, I don't think we're going to do the DCEU. I don't think that'll be as a part
of it.
That'll
be its own thing.
We'll do the 89, we'll do the dark years, which are the Schumacher years, and then of course we'll come back to the light, which are the Chris Nolan years, eventually. And then of course, I don't know, I guess Suicide Squad and all the Joker stuff, that's DCEU.
Yeah.
So that'll be...
Let's wait till Aquaman.
We'll probably back that up into Aquaman spoilers. That's how we do things here. So
if
you count backward.
I think Tim said that on the panel
he
too.
He did. But if you count backward from Aquaman, the exact amount of movies per week that it takes to get to the DCEU, that's probably when we're going to announce that we're doing the DCEU. Spoilers. That's how we do it here. We like to build hype, as Tim says.
Yeah.
Next up on the housekeeping docket. Wanted to give a quick thanks to everyone who came out to the first ever Let's Play Presents, a Kind of Funny Comedy Night. This was really, really fun, and I got a lot of nice feedback from the 200 and some odd people that were in the room that they really enjoyed it.
It was packed
it was fucking
out.
Packed.
Jesus.
It was really packed. If you weren't able to get a ticket, if you were at RTX, I hear you. I'm trying to convince them to let me do this all the time and do it bigger and better each time, so we'll try to get more seats available for that. Also, big thanks to everyone that came out to the documentary screening, because that really meant a lot to me too. And I think the cut was phenomenal. I really enjoyed it. And hopefully everyone will be able to see that.
I just love that in the comments on this picture, Love Corgi 2018 says, OMG, adorable, cute, follow me if you're a corgi lover. I like that's one of the top comments mm-hmm. on this picture. Mm-hmm.
Can we ban Love Corgi 2018?
I don't think we can.
Okay, well, we'll just agree to disagree on that one then. Well, of course, we're going to go over all the shenanigans and adventures of RTX. I'm sure that'll be our topic for GOG. We'll talk about that. And lots of fun, drunken shenanigans, not the least of which was Andrew Renee. My favorite interaction, I'll give you a little tease, was we were all just hanging out at the hotel bar. And we'd gone to a bar called the Floppy Disk Repair Co.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking loud.
So
that the second
loud.
We all walked in, we all looked at each other, and I was like, who's going to be the first person? Do I have to be the old fogey?
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing old fogey looks in all your eyes right now. This bar is too fucking loud
for
all of us.
And it was a cool bar. If it was 50%, it had swings instead of bar stools.
It was a cool bar, but I'd gone in there. And the guy that, they do the same thing that pisses me off about San Francisco bars, was the guy that came up to take our order acted like we were putting him out by giving him money.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how do we feel about the nipple clamp, this drink that I wanted to get? Because I was into, for whatever reason,
The nipple clamp?
Nipple clamp.
Yeah, they had a lot of
fun named drinks.
Yeah,
they had, the cock and ball whip or something like that.
There's one that was, a spicy crotch thing that was, a jalapeno margarita.
Yeah. So I get up there, I was like, how do we feel about this? And the guy goes, I don't know, how do we feel? And I'm like, I want to punch you in the fucking face, you hipster douchebag. Oh my God. I'm like, if I had millions of dollars, you'd be on the fucking ground right now. That's how I felt about that.
God, I'm so happy you're not rich.
No, I know. I know.
Oh. Just forgot. Everything's fine.
I was like, whatever. Just give me the fucking drink, you asshole.
Yeah.
And then about 5 seconds in, I'm like, why is this bar the size of a fucking closet?
And
there's a
loud
DJ in there. And he was pumping Journey. I'm like, what? The fucking literal fuck is going on with this bar? And you can look around, everyone's trying to scream over each other. I'm like, forget it. Let's go back to the hotel bar, right?
The hotel bar?
No, it wasn't. Because they had a live band too. And I'm like, this is a business hotel.
But then we purposely moved.
Yeah, but it was so fucking loud. I'm like, why is there a live band in a hotel bar? It's a hotel bar. This is where people go after all that shit so they can do business and network and talk to each other. I digress. Andrea Renee walks in. Right, like the fucking whirlwind wrecking ball that she is with her entourage of people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Andrea. And she's like, Scarpino, what are you guys doing? I'm like, well, I think the bar's closed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all just going to call it a night because we got, we don't have an early morning tomorrow, but
I'd
like
stuff.
To get some sleep, maybe get a nice breakfast, maybe get my coffee in, maybe do my morning business, and then go about my day light as a feather, stiff as a board.
What?
So she goes, okay, I'm going to go over to the bar.
This was a next level event, Nick. That we got at RTX.
No, the light as a feather, stiff as a board thing. It's I haven't heard that in so long. It's interesting he just randomly dropped it in there. Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome. So I like how I was like, I'm going to tell you a little quick story. This is a 55-minute long story. Andrea goes up to the bar, comes back. She goes, this bar is closing down, but the guy assured me upstairs that the upstairs bar is open until 3 a.m. They're open for another hour or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So we go up there and get a cocktail. She rallies everyone that we're with. And somehow we picked up more
people. There was half the group. I was like, where did you come from?
We found Bruce and Autumn. And I'm like, where are you guys? Where are you people? We all get up there. The guy's like, I don't know why they told you that downstairs. Mm-hmm. The manager's like, no, I'm sorry. We're closing. And Andrea's like, why? And the bartender's like, I don't know. I want to stay open, but talk to the manager. And the manager's like, no, sorry. We're closing. And Andrea's like, no, you're not. She's like, why don't you just let us have one round of drinks? You got 30 people here. You make more money.
Yeah.
And she just mentally beat this poor woman into submission.
Yeah.
And then flash forward, we party for another hour. There's bottles of, they're like, we're so sorry, Mr. Renee. We'll get you whatever you want. But we're getting bottle service by the pool. I'm drunk. I'm trying to Irish goodbye like you would not believe. But every time.
You just kept getting sucked into these conversations.
Every time I kept going, I just heard, Scarpino, where are you going? And I looked over and Andrea was just looking at me. And I'm like, how are you so drunk, but also so lucid right now that you can see every corner of this room? It was terrifying, but also electrifying. I hung out.
It was super, super fun.
And if you want more fun stories like that, ladies and gentlemen, 3 p.m. Wednesday, patreon.com/kindoffunny. Support us at the $1 above level. And you'll get, I have a feeling that some stuff's going to get cut out of this show. So you better, you might want to watch live. You might want to support us and watch live. All right, next up, Greg is going to Battle Creek, Michigan. That's right, Battle Creek, Michigan. There's an 8 p.m. meet and greet tonight. If you are in the Michigan area, you can drive over to Battle Creek. We'll gird your loins, ladies and gentlemen, because big old Greg Miller, and let me tell you, He is raw as a fucking exposed nerve right now. Yeah. We have been wearing him into the ground with fun and panels and meet and greets and a lot of alcohol. When we left him, I grabbed his wife, I grabbed his dog, and I'm like, I'll make sure they get home safe. And he just gave me the Greg Miller look of like, I hit my end a day ago. And now we're in the prime party territory.
Woo!
You know what I mean? You know that look you get, Cam, where you're like, I can't party anymore. And I got 2 days of partying left. And here it is.
I've seen it.
As tired as I was. Because Greg always does like easily 50% more work than I do.
Easily.
Across the board.
He's just.
Across the board.
That's why a lot of people call
him
the
I'm working at 100%, he's at 150% all the time. As tired as I was running the comedy show, doing the doc Q&A, he must have been 20%. At least 20% or 50% more tired than me. And he's got 2 more days of travel left.
I think it might balance out because we got you to stay out way later than he and Jen did. They always turned in pretty early. Like the night that we were at the hotel bar, they were done by like 12:30.
Well, he's a giant wuss and he needs to suck it up. And it's probably why he doesn't have this thing anymore.
Oh, that was another. There was this belt exchanged hands so many times in a short amount of time.
I legit can't believe it. You guys walked in. I guess I wasn't kept up to date with everything.
Life moves pretty fast.
It moves so fast.
When the commish makes a ruling, you just got to go with
it. So here's what happened in case you guys weren't at our panel that I think was being streamed, but who the hell knows? There was a camera.
You want to show this?
Yeah.
Please bring it up. Now, on Thursday night of Let's Play Live, my dear, dear friend Johnny Ace stopped by to defend his title. And he lost. But in perfect, and Johnny, you know, the nothing faces him. He had a great time. He congratulated the new champ, Andy Cortez, knowing fully well that he was dropping this burden of having to get the belt back into my lap. He flew off to Malta or to Spain, whatever. He flew off somewhere. He's gone. He says hi, everyone. He had a great time. Great to see everyone out there. He's having a great time. Sunday comes around. Now, Saturday comes around. We play on the main stage, and I beat Andy's ass. Just beat his ass.
It was like certified whooping.
Tie his hand behind his back, and I'm gonna slap him in the face until he cries. That's what it was.
It was like a 10-point lead. We played
Mario Kart, as you guys know, and what we did was we traded off. And Tim unfortunately got saddled up with me, and they're all talking all sorts of stupid shit. Like, who are you, good Nick? Don't fuck it up, Nick. Don't fuck it up, Nick. Nick doesn't know. He had to play a game. Nick's old. His hands don't work anymore, and he can't see straight. What room's he in? No one knows. Oh, look at how cute he is. He doesn't know where he's at, right?
Are you talking about you or Portillo?
Who the fuck knows? I guess we're the same thing, right? But all I know is this. Andy looked at me and said, Nick needs to be putting that cute little carrying bag that Portillo's in with his face smashed up against the thing. You know, I guess he smashes it up.
Yeah.
Like, just carry him around. He doesn't know where he's at, right? Greg and Andy talking shit like they're going to be the best Mario Kart players. Mm-hmm. And we whooped their asses, right? So then Andy wants retribution. He's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. So I let him win a couple in Mario Tennis. And then we play Super Sports Matching.
Which is, I think, my new favorite, like, party game for you guys to play.
Mine, too. And you know why?
Because
clearly the best at it. I'm clearly the best at it, right? I almost beat Xavier Woods during the Skybound thing.
Whew.
But he, of course, is just he's a top athlete. I can't expect to beat him the first time out.
Top athlete.
He's also the commish. Probably, a lot of people say he shouldn't have been competing because that's a huge conflict of interest. I say, let the man compete.
We make our own rules.
I say when you've got a big gun like that and you're in war, you take that fucking gun out whenever you can, right? So I beat Andy's ass. We win. I embarrass him. Just, have you ever really, Cortez, have you ever actually played a video game? You know what I mean? It's like,
tell him, he doesn't know.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? The commish gets wind of this and says, well, if he's already defended the title, let's give him a real shot at it.
Yeah.
So during the panel, we have one match of Super Sports Matching. And I'll tell you, was it close? Not even close. Not even close.
It was a very, very poor showing.
It was like Andy was a small child who had never even breathed air before. He was trying to figure out how his lungs worked, let alone his hands.
This is such a good picture.
It was just sad.
It's so perfect.
If you go to the Kinda Funny Vids Twitter account, I put up a picture of when Andy found out that he was gonna have to defend.
He was not happy.
Oh, maybe it's the Twitter account, sorry.
Give me a second.
And he, so it was a live phone call from the commish, as it happens. What is that? And so he was just not feeling it in front of everybody. Keep scrolling. Oh yeah, it's that one. And if you just look at Andy in the back, like, fuck, am I really gonna have to do this?
Oh,
right now?
Yeah. He was very happy.
I feel like the...
He looks so happy with his arms raised, though, and he's like a smile. Oh, that's me.
Oh, that's
me. You. Oh, I'm sorry. I get us all mixed up because, yeah, you know, we all have beards.
And I think it was even more embarrassing because, A, Bernie Burns was there, and B, Bernie Burns had just performed the first ever belt coronation ceremony for Mr. Andy Cortez.
He did, and then he had to coordinate me, which Bernie hated. Also he hated. Also got announced, Xavier Woods, if you guys weren't following, announced a brand new belt, the Tag Team Championship, which the LaCroix boys, by default, because we're the only tag team, have now. And unfortunately, because there's only seven of us in the office, the math doesn't work out to people being able to challenge.
There's a tag team championship, I think, that is just waiting to be born.
It's bubbling under the surface.
Kevin, I can't.
Minority Report, man.
Kevin, I can't.
Bubbling under the surface.
As much as I want to shut that down, that's a really good.
It's a two-man tag team, but sometimes we've got a third. That's right, Joester. You're part of this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That just writes itself. Uh-huh. Somebody text Greg before I forget. That's a really good. That's a really
good.
Are
we 100% just copying New Day? We sure are.
Oh, my God,
yes.
We
sure are.
Do I 100% just copy everyone, including myself? 100%. 100%. All right. As a quick reminder, tips. We will take tips at the $5 above level. If you want to tip the champ right now and give me a congratulatory $5, we'll take it. If you want to have 500 cheers, you want to give that to us, we'll take it too. Of course, you guys can just, you don't have to give us your money if you want. You can just congratulate me in the chat. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, by the way, please leave a comment congratulating me as the champ and telling Andy how much he sucks. But spell it S-U-X, because that's like the lazy man's way of doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the best true part. Internet way to do it.
If you want to, we have quite a few tips right now. If
you want. Do you want to go into them? Joe, you want to read those?
Let me pull them up right now.
Well, before you do that.
Give me your fucking money!
I love it so much.
It's so dumb.
It's so
dumb. I hate it.
What do we do that's smart on this show? In about 5 minutes, Andrea's going to pop her head around the corner and be like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, you, Andrea, that's what we're talking about.
Andrea,
oh my God.
You had so many good moments.
No, I'm telling this other Andrea moment. I'm spoiling it.
Okay.
Andy's been talking about Via 313 pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best pizza. I can't get Rapolo's pizza or Rapolo's pizza because it was Via 3. I'm like, can I just go get that?
Yeah.
No, you can't get it. You can't get Via 313. Fine. I'm like, fine. Just where we leave the industry party. I've done my networking. I've got all the kudos for this amazing documentary that I've been worked on. Thanks again for coming out to watch that. We're going to Via 313. Of course, we get there. It's closed.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, we don't know where to go to. And I'm like, we're going to IHOP. Now, Andrew or Renee goes, we are Scarpino.
Well,
we are not going to IHOP.
We call an Uber first.
Yeah.
And we're going, and Andrew's like, where are we going? And then she finds out, well, we have her captive.
We snuck her. We put her in the backpack so she couldn't get out.
Yeah.
I was like, we're going to IHOP. And she was not happy about that.
That was like the most, like,
Andrew or Renee,
low-key, like, not really upset, but upset I've ever seen her.
She was so... It was like embarrassed. She was like embarrassed to be in the IHOP. It's like, I think here was two things that were happening here. Mm-hmm. One, she had to be seen in light, like in the light of like the IHOP light. You know how they have those beating lights on
and
you?
We're
like, why
good,
is it so bright in here?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, maybe because I'm drunk.
Lighting.
Like Jesus Christ, like they fucking just suck the energy out of you. So full broad daylight almost, she had to be seen with me, mm-hmm, which is embarrassing enough.
Yeah.
And then the fact that people saw her and recognized her in the IHOP with me was like, that was just insult to injury. And the fact, the third thing was that I was enjoying it so much
that
I think she just felt beat down.
Yeah. But we got some pancakes and wore her down.
Fucking A, we got pancakes.
Wore her down.
Fucking A. All right, let's read
tips. We got a lot of tips going on today. Kevin Ace tipped us today, thank you very much, and said, it was great seeing Kinda Funny RTX and Nick had a great time at the comedy show on Saturday night. Thank you to Nick as well for retweeting my tweet of the show using my picture for his Instagram. I can't wait for the next RTX.
Thank you for that.
He had a killer... picture.
What is that? Was that Kevin _ Ace?
Yeah.
You crushed that. Thank you for that picture, Kevin.
And thanks for coming to all of this.
Yes. You got your angle was perfect on everything.
Yeah.
Because I think you took a couple other ones too.
Because he was up on the balcony.
Yeah, he was up on the balcony, which is great.
Pretty Reckless tipped us and says, missed your gorgeous faces last week. Glad to have the champ and Queen Joey hosting. Thanks for being awesome. We missed you.
You, by the way, if you guys were at RTX and went to her panel, it was phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
That the Women of Let's Play family, Women of Let's Play rather, panel was fucking phenomenal. You guys did a great job. And shout out to Elise, who is my fucking favorite human being on this planet.
Such a powerhouse champion of literally everything.
This is how baller AF Elise is. Mm-hmm. If you guys did not watch this panel, you fucking missed out. She starts the Women of Let's Play. It was a question and answer. She prepared a bunch of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not expect this. She started off, and I guess it was an Office joke.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch The Office. But she's like, first question, What gives you the right to take a job away from a man? And I was like, oh my God, Elise. She's just got that, like, she's so innocent that you don't see the knife come out.
For
you
know? Sure. And she has, like, the dry humor. Oh, the God. Innocence plus the dry humor just, like, gets you.
That Canadian, that devilish Canadian innocence is the best way I can describe her.
So good.
And she did a fucking phenomenal job. Her and James crushed the stage. Crushed it on that showcase. It's one of those things where I'm like, I'm almost like I don't want to book them again because they make me look so bad.
Yeah.
But then, as a comic, but good as a showrunner. Mm-hmm. In comparison. So it's like the comic Nick's ego goes, don't book them again. Showrunner Nick's like, you want to do this again, book them. Because they're really good.
I agree.
All right.
We have more. Keep going.
Sorry.
That guy's video cheered and said, hey, champ, it's Michael from RTX, and your hairline looks amazing in that light. Hashtag real champ. John Conti, a.k.a. Conti in Stereo, says, someone was going to buy a custom Taylor Swift Buffalo Bills football jersey. What number should they use? 13 or 89? Joey.
13.
Yeah, I feel like 13 is like her number.
Well, 13 is my number too. My birthday.
I actually did listen to your playlist, but I need to listen to it again because in order to give feedback, I feel like you need to be more familiar. John made me this playlist of current music that he thinks that I would like, and he was right. I did like it. Let's see.
Man300 in the chat says, "Are the Willems the ones Greg and Nick did in the Schmodown?" Yes, that's Greg and Elise from Funhouse. It's Willems. Very confusing. Not Williams. Willems, like Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Panzerg G2 said, God damn it, it's so good to see the morning show back. Please no more holiday breaks. I hope that was after we timed him out.
I hope so, too.
Let's see what else we have. Ignacio Rojas says, hey, champ, as president of Kinda Funny, can you sign an executive order that says if you are unable to keep the championship belt for one whole weekend, your victory is struck from the record? Because as far as I'm concerned, Andy has never been champ.
I love that.
Like, we have to have a minimum holding.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, just now, the Senate has voted. That is confirmed.
Damn,
Andy has never actually been the champ.
That also means Tim has never been the champ.
That's confirmed. I'm pretty sure I can sign an executive order saying you have to keep it for at least 6 months to be considered
the champ. No, that's too far. I don't know, I can be that champ.
Executive orders get slippery, man.
They do get slippery.
Mr. Yasman said, did you guys see the Monkey Lion fun clips I tweeted you guys? If not, here's the link.
Here's the link. You guys want to watch it?
It's yes, 9 please. Seconds, so yes.
All right, ready?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Monkey slaps him.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
I feel like there was a very violent murder shortly after this video cut out.
That was intense.
Yeah.
That was very
monkey,
intense.
Monkey put a lion in place. It's a well-known fact.
Cassandra Marvel said, just paying my birthday tax. Thanks for the amazing content, especially MCU review and the whole interview series. Thank you. Honestly, that's been like one of the most fun things that we've done I've been here. MCU in review.
Love it.
It's been wonderful. And then one last one for now. Robert said, a tip in honor of my pet snake, oh boy, Jormungandr, the world serpent who passed away over the weekend.
Aww.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Feels weird watching the morning show without my buddy. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that. That sucks.
Family members is very hard.
That was a great name for him, though.
Sorry if I totally butchered that.
Read a couple more because I think we might have an ad read for the show that I totally cannot download right now.
We have two, Nick.
We do, but I can't download the attachment for some reason.
I'm just going to hop into the chat then.
Yeah, would you do that? Do you mind?
That's what it goes.
Sorry, guys. I'm a little slow on the uptick today.
But yeah, we'll do a little presidential address. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the ad read, Kev.
I'm not seeing the attachment.
Yeah.
If you didn't go to RTX. If you go to, I believe it's mixer.com.
Nick, it's at the bottom.
/RTX.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
You can look at all the different pages and they should have VODs of all this stuff. So you should be able to watch my panel and the Kinda Funny panel. There's a little bit up on Thursday night from Let's Play Live. They had some technical issues, so they didn't show the full thing. But I think you can see like the first 40 minutes and the Kinda Funny section where
Andy, we also have that.
For Let's Play Live?
Yeah.
How did we get that already?
Miller hit me up and was like, can you get this?
And you got it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe we'll do something.
Which one was it? Oh, for the actual one where...
Let's Play Live on Thursday.
Oh, that'd be really good. That was really good. We fucking crushed that.
Yeah.
We conservatively were the best part of all of RTX.
Conservatively.
Conservatively
speaking.
You guys
are performers, you know what I mean?
Okay. I'm going to go into the news. I need you to pick another giveaway because we do have two sponsors today. Of course, this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Hims, a wellness brand for men, and MeUndies. Two of our favorite things here. I just took the Hims vitamin this morning. Let me tell you, I look forward to that damn thing every day.
I hear every day. And Andy talk about these gummy vitamins all the damn time.
Sometimes when I run out,
I steal the Andes.
He's a loser. Who cares, Kevin? You know what I mean?
Scary, dude.
The champ.
Are you doing news?
Let's do news. The news. Let us know if we missed some news stories. Obviously, last week, Joy and I tried to put our heads together, and they're that basically two of our heads right now make half a brain. So if we miss some stories, let me know. Mr. Yasman in the chat, I'm looking at you. Drop them in there. But top of the news stories for me right now is Patrick Stewart is reprising his role as, that's right, one Jean-Luc Picard in a new Star Trek series. Now, as you all know, I have been waging war against CBS All Access. It is a war that I think neither sides know is actually being fought, largely because I forget about it until news like this drops.
Yeah.
But here is what they're thinking about, they're trying to do here. Kev, if you click over to that next story that says CBS All Access is starting to win me over. The goal here, from what I understand, is they're planning to have some level of Star Trek content new, like all the time.
Just like ongoing.
So basically the CBS All Access, they're laying the groundwork for it basically being like CBS Star Trek, like a Star Trek subscription
service. Streaming service, yeah.
Now, I'm sure they're obviously going to put all the CBS shows in there. I'm trumping this up a lot more than it is. Mm-hmm. But as you know, I want to watch Star Trek Discovery.
Yes.
But no one in their right mind would pay fucking $10 a month just to watch that show. It's stupid. It is dumb and stupid. But the way you get me in is that you say, hey, Pat, Nick, is there a spot in your life that you're sad about? Is there a void left over by Patrick Stewart no longer playing Professor X in the X-Men movies, and you're super sad because he could actually be in a good X-Men movie now that Disney owns X-Men now?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, yes, sir. Imaginary character that I talk to in my shower and in my car. Mm-hmm. That is a thing, right? The fact he's coming back, they don't know, we don't know what's happening. We know
details.
The series takes place after Star Trek Nemesis. I'm assuming it's a new crew. Who the hell knows, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that they're doing more and more Star Trek content makes me very, very like, damn it, I might have to steal someone's login for this.
I've seen so many people talk about it, and it even came up on the panels this weekend of like, as a conversation topic. I had no idea that there were like this many people that were like this into Star Trek.
Oh my God,
Star Trek's fucking dope.
Well, Star Trek is just comfort food, right? It's,
yeah.
It's not like people are like closet Star Trek fans. It's just kind of a given. If you're into,
really?
If you're in, yeah, dude, if, like, who doesn't, you don't like Star Trek?
I think it's fine.
Exactly, right? It's exactly, not something that I yearn for, but when there is Star Trek, I go, oh, I don't watch Star Trek again.
See, I don't feel like, I feel like I'm even lesser than that.
Well, you might be, but at the same time, I don't know too many people that hate Star Trek, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Nobody hates Star Trek.
Have you ever given Star Trek, like, any of the shows at, like, a full-blown shot where you're like,
I've never done the shows, but my dad's favorite movie of all time is The Wrath of Khan, so I've watched that. Many a time.
It's because it's a great movie.
You should give Next Generation just a shot. Just sit down and be like, all right, let's see what's happening here. What's going on with these things?
TNG is good.
Okay.
TNG is probably the best Star Trek series.
In my opinion.
I think it goes universe. Like, everyone's got a soft spot, of course, for the original Star Trek, the original series.
Yeah.
Does everyone?
Yeah, you have to. It's kitschy and fun, and it started it all. But the Next Generation is really what to me, is my touchstone for Star Trek. It's when I was a kid watching that, it made me want to go back and watch all the movies. It made me want to go back and watch the original show, even though I hated it when I was a kid and didn't discover it until I was older. And then, of course, Deep Space Nine was good. I think Voyager was great, but not a lot of people agree with me. And then I think Enterprise is great, too, but not a lot of people agree with me. And I would love to watch Discovery, CBS, but you got it behind a paywall. So go fuck yourself. This comes over, this is what Patrick Stewart's statement was. And yes, someone in the chat was saying, is Alex Kurtzman involved? Yes, he is. I think he's producing the show. Patrick Stewart said on Twitter, it is an unexpected but delightful surprise to find myself excited and invigorated to be returning to Jean-Luc Picard and to explore new dimensions within him. Read my full statement in the photo. And he's got a photo of himself, of course, and then some words next to it. But who gives a shit? Look at this photo of himself. He's a beautiful man.
He's the, like, when I think of the word debonair, I feel like this is like, there's just something about
beautiful
him.
And perfect. Kevin, click off this real quick. Can we see his header? Just the banner image he's got there?
God,
shut up if he's not fun to work with. Look at this guy. Look at him. He's in the bubbles. His head's in the bubbles.
Just frolicking in a ball pit, man. Remember when we started a campaign to get him on our shows?
Remember when we found out that he and Ian McKellen are best friends? And I was like, what the fuck is that life? I want to hang out with him and Ian McKellen. Yeah.
Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to pull out that tweet that I put out. I'm going to have everyone retweet it again.
Yeah, we still want.
I still have it saved.
Patrick Stewart.
If you could, Kevin, that'd be great. Everyone, as soon as we do this, we're going to need the full force of the Kind of Funny Morning Show. We need all 10 of you out there watching to retweet this. And let's make this a movement. Not a movement watch, because they're not our sponsors today. Just a movement.
Just a straight movement.
Let's see. Ariel Myers says, Nick, per deadline, WB is developing a Supergirl movie. I don't know how I feel about that. Is that really a thing? Can you drop a link in the chat on that one? We'll take a look at that. Let me know if there's other stories I missed last week. Again,
I don't think they can drop a link in the chat. Just a heads up for you.
Oh, we don't have that possibility?
I think that's blocked off.
Crap.
I've looked at that, and I can't figure out anywhere why.
Why?
People can't post links in the chat. I've looked at the Moobot settings. I've looked at the back-end settings in Twitch. I don't know. This is beyond what I can do. Oh, look.
All right, here we go, boys. I'm retweeting it again.
Yep, let's do it.
There it is.
Everyone retweet this. Let's get it going.
At Kinda Funny Kevin, if you're a audio listener.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, dear Sir Pat Stu, please come on our show, Kinda Funny Vids. We love you. We aren't very big, and this would help us a lot.
Yeah.
This was Kevin-esque tweet.
To be fair, though, like, you're be humble, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't tell him we're a big deal. Don't tell them we fucking, again, conservatively owned RTX.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just fucking demolished everyone.
This is also...
We came in like a wrecking ball. This fucking, we just destroyed. Yeah. We are the leaders now of the industry. We are the dreamers of dreams.
That was a tweet from December 2015.
That's great. Let's
that
keep
I
it going,
keep pushing Kev. Out every once in a while.
Let's keep it going, big old
oh
Kev.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Okay. I'm excited about that. I guess there's a Supergirl movie in the works. I'm not seeing much in it. MoviePass news. Yeah, there's a new MoviePass story today, but to be honest, they're in the death throes.
Every day.
Yeah, I saw the headline that said they're now limiting it, like, even less. Yeah. Like, you can only do 3 movies a month now or something like that.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Starting August 15th.
Yeah. I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but that horse needs to die. Of course you did, Joker.
Really,
you're smart.
Needs to die.
Okay, next news story real quick. Let's get through this. This is another IGN classic. This is the Bumblebee poster. Sorry, this is dope. No, it's okay.
Where's the other? Sorry.
It's the Henry Cavill wants to play Geralt. Geralt? Is that his name?
Geralt?
Of
Rivera.
I didn't know Henry Cavill was a big nerd, but evidently IGN ferreted out in people. So, when asked, hey, would you want to play, like, Geralt in The Witcher? He said, yeah, I would love to. That'd be an amazing role. Sure. Not necessarily a news story so much as just clickbait. That's what we call this.
Yeah, but it's also interesting.
What I like about the story, though, is they got a quote out of him that apparently, I didn't know this, but they were interviewing him during the Mission Impossible Fallout junket.
Mm.
And I guess there was a story about how he missed the call that he got cast in Superman because he was playing WoW. Like, he just didn't take Zack Snyder's call because he was doing a raid in WoW or some shit like that.
That's amazing.
That's pretty funny.
I like that we're getting to pull that out of a lot of different people, like how into like video games and anime and all that stuff.
Well, people are closeted about it, but you know what? No. There's no reason to.
No.
It's amazing.
You do your WoW raid, Henry Cavill.
You. All right, Kev, big topic time. Now, as you guys know, Greg wants me to not talk about Mission Impossible Fallout. He wanted me to, protest the movie because of the mustache that ruined...
Mustache.
The mustache that ruined the Justice League.
Can
he said, and I quote, this Mr. Mustachio ruined the Justice League. And I said, Greg, Zack Snyder ruined the Justice League. Warner Brothers ruined the Justice League. Henry Cavill's mustache.
You guys can't have that argument yet. You have to wait until the DCEU.
I watched a little bit of Justice League on the plane right over. It's not good.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's just not great. The thing is this. I was secretly hyped for Mission Impossible going in. And I watched it with my wife the weekend, last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it because morning show wasn't happening. But it is fucking great.
Really?
Yes. It is a perfect action movie.
It's so good.
And
there's a moment at the end where you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Now, I think...
I hate that.
They're all so good. Mission Impossible
Better. It's the only series that's going... Like, Fast and Furious, say what you will about Fast and Furious, it's dumb and fun. They're just getting more ludicrous. So yeah. They're entertaining, but they're none of them make any sense now.
Literally,
it's like Tom Cruise goes back and goes, what can we make better about every single movie?
Yeah.
And I think the thing about the mission, I mean, again, it's still a generic action movie.
Yeah.
Right? With a MacGuffin and, they brought the bad guy back from the last one. I'm like, who is this guy again? Who gives a shit? He's totally generic. Good actor, but whatever. What I like about this is it hits on two different parts for me. One, they're nailing kind of a family dynamic in this. The cast has been together for so long. They have such good chemistry
this
that
is
you
like
really
the
believe.
Third round
this is the third round of this iteration of the cast. You know, they always have different operatives that come in. But Ving Rhames and Tom Cruise have sort of been holding it down. Mm-hmm. We got Simon Pegg, who's great in it. They took Jeremy Renner's ass out. And they put Rebecca Ferguson in, and she's fantastic. And I like, it's nice seeing his love interest come back because it gives them some time to develop. Of course, Michelle Monaghan's in this as well. And that's an interesting dynamic. So there's a lot of like actual heart infused into this, which I thought was good. That having been said, the fucking action pieces in this are phenomenal and made only so more realistic by the fact that he actually did them. Like you get actually tense because it's really him. You forget that your subconscious picks up on bullshit CG. Mm-hmm. And so when you see him actually jump across the building, you're like, and they have that wonderful moment.
You know. That's when he broke his leg.
That's when he broke his fucking leg. Like you're about to go watch it. It's like watching Jackass. Mm-hmm. And it's great because they have a moment in that you've seen in the trailer, so there's no spoilers here. They have a moment where he throws the chair through the window.
Yeah.
And he gets up into the window, and Simon Pegg's in his ear. He's like, what are you waiting for? He's like, I'm about to jump out of a window. And like, but no one can hear Simon Pegg, so he looks back, and everyone just thinks he's crazy.
That's such a good scene, because he looks back, and you kind of get the feeling for the office, like, good luck. Just the way they're looking at him. All right.
But I also love that he, there's just a level of humor in this one, too.
Yeah.
Because it's very self-aware. But self-aware in the way that you want it to be self-aware. Not we're like, oh, we're doing this again, but like, he's getting older, and they kind of embrace that a little bit. And they're like, he's not, like, he's been through this a lot now, and what's he gonna do? And they're like, just don't look at him. Like, it's gonna be crazy.
I feel like they do that in the trailer, too. Of like,
they have that conversation where, like, someone's like, oh, you know, it's just him being him.
I'm sorry. Bald Beliefs here says, your subconscious does not recognize CG, lol, you're full of it. It sure as hell recognized the CG upper lip that Henry Cavill had
throughout Justice League. That basically made me
want to vomit into my fucking
crotch. Get him, Chip! Get him! Rip him up!
And thus, literally, the first shot of the movie was that.
You got him, dude.
Tell me I don't pick up on that. I pick up on everything. Shit. I got the eye of a champ, I got the consciousness of a champ, and I got the subconscious of a champ.
You got the body of a foggy, though.
I got a body of a man who's just degrading fast. You know what? Can we, Ball Beliefs here, let's, you know what? No, don't worry about it. We don't have time.
For me personally, I'm kind of like annoyed at how much I still like Tom Cruise. Because even like Jack Reacher.
Not good.
The first one.
The first one was great.
The first one I was like, damn. Like, I was not. That was one of those ones that I was like, oh, we're going to go see it in a group. And then I saw it, I was like, oh, I like that way more than I wanted to.
I know. It's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I feel like that's how I'm going to be with Mission Impossible.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. You can quote me on this. Tom Cruise delivers. Okay. If Tom Cruise had to deliver a fucking pizza, he would do it better than everyone.
I fucking love that.
He would do it better.
That is a quote from a movie that was surprisingly good.
He delivers.
Yeah.
What quote? What am I quoting? What did I steal?
That was from the movie where he's the drug, like he's transporting all the drugs. The American?
The one where he's like,
that white boy delivers.
That white boy delivers.
Yeah.
He does. He fucking delivers.
He fucking delivers
every time.
Man.
He's got a great guy. And shout out to, I think, Chris McQuarrie directed
American
this.
American Made, that's it.
That's
American
what it
is. American
was.
Made, yeah.
So go see Mission Impossible if you're not. And I'm pushing Tim now to do an MI6, like a Mission Impossible in review. It's going to be farther than we got to get through Fast and Furious. We got Harry Potter. We have to talk like we're going to watch Lord of the Rings and not fucking do it because screw that series. It's way too long.
Hell
it's gonna
take
it's
trash.
You 14 years. If you're gonna do the extended cut.
No, fuck that. We're not doing that.
3 hours a movie. Get out of here.
We're not doing that. Also watched Ready Player One on the plane. And Rampage. Rampage is exactly what you'd expect. Didn't finish it. I'm like, whatever. I'll get back to it at some point. Ready Player One, though, I was oddly impressed by. Not a good movie, but not a bad movie.
Interesting.
It was a really fun movie. I think Jared said it right. Where he was like, it's just a sit back and relax and just watch the shenanigans kind of like
summer popcorn flick.
It's not like as far as a movie where it should like where it's not a good formatted movie. Like as far as like start to finish, it doesn't like they throw a lot at you and there's a lot of shit they just randomly introduce and like the end payoff. You're like, eh, it's okay. But the inventiveness of it, I kind of was like, I like this. The fact that they just cram everything into it, I kind of liked it.
Yeah,
could have been better, but I was invested. Is all I'm saying, and a lot more invested than I thought I was going to be in it. So
I was bummed because before we got on the flight, Gio was like, shoot, I don't have headphones. I'm going to buy them. And I was like, oh, you can use mine because I'll just use my AirPods. And then, of course, they updated all the movies. So So I couldn't watch Rampage or Ready Player One because she had my headphones. But then it's fine because I fell asleep like 4 minutes into the flight.
Yeah. Well, I recommend watching Ready Player One if you haven't seen it. It's actually, it's a lot more, it got me. It smacks of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which I really like. Because it's, what's that?
That's the new one, right?
Yeah. No. I just mean in general, like the concept of it obviously is like, is cool, is that they have to find this Easter egg.
Yeah, but, no, I saw it.
Yeah, oh, you saw it, okay. Yeah, saw so it. The reason why it smacked of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is because they were like, it's about giving the power of this great thing to this, right, like this innocent kid. And that's the whole point of it. And they even like, it's kind of a spoiler. I'm not gonna spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
There are some very interesting moments in it that I thought were fun.
People did not like it. You could spoil the shit out of it.
Ready Player One?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to spoil it for people. I think it's good. All right, Joe, read the rest of the tips and then we're gonna go into the giveaway section.
Tips! Are we done with this? We're not doing this?
Oh, bring up the Bumblebee poster. Super jacked for this, man. I watched the trailer again when I saw Mission Impossible and I almost cried. My wife's like, what the fuck are you crying about? I'm like, because they got it right. And you have to support that when they get it right.
Yeah, I don't.
It's going to be good.
Is it?
Yes.
That's a bold statement.
I'm calling it, man.
It's going to be good.
I think it's going to be the first legitimately good Transformers movie ever made.
You didn't think the first one was good?
No, that was. Oh, I got it on eBay. Go fuck yourself,
everyone.
Remember
when that robot pees on the one dude? It's like, why would this be acceptable?
I like the first
one. No, you know, the first one can be perfectly summed up in how the characters look. Mm-hmm. Way too much, and yet I can't focus on anything. And they're like, cool, it's good. You're like, no, I don't know what I just saw. Doesn't matter.
That being said, yeah, there are some cool scenes in it. Like I think it was the second one, maybe, the forest fight scene was pretty intense. Was pretty intense.
The first one, no, I'm shitting on the first one. The first one's not that bad. It's not that bad. But it's not a good movie.
For the time, it was.
You didn't get out of Transformers 1 and go, well, that was great. No, you were like, okay, it's Transformers. I think this one's actually going to be good. Not great, good. I think it'll be the first legitimately good Transformers movie ever made since, that's right, Transformers the movie. And you got the touch.
Oh my gosh.
Joe, you got the touch.
I was like, are you really going to drink my coffee?
Read the text.
What an emotionally devastating movie, though.
Yeah. Well, that's why it was good.
Neobites Live. Didn't give us enough cheers, but I'm going to read it anyway. Nick, it was so awesome seeing you, RTX, this weekend. I'm so happy you loved your sculpture. I'm making a newer one and taking more time on it. It's going to look even better. Send it to the P.O. box, but dude, you fucking rock. Love, Donato Chiarlo, a.k.a. Neobites.
That's nice.
It was if you haven't seen it, it's on the center stage that we showed off, and it's an amazing sculpture of Nick as the president. Let's see. Sea Dog Colton says, Kevin, any chance you can say when you'll be doing a whole lot of brick shit? Also love the messages that came back to me last week.
Sea Dog, I'm assuming you sent all the stuff.
Yes. Maybe. I have no idea.
Sea Dog, here's the thing. I specifically said we would not be doing a whole lot of brick shit with any of the Bionicle stuff.
Is it all Bionicle? But you still made some.
I made one. I'll probably do it at some point. Let me talk to Cool Greg, see what's up. We can have him play some games. I'll have a camera on me building them. I'll put them together.
I have a very important question.
I'm listening.
Would Cool Greg play a Lego game?
Ooh.
While you actually build Legos?
I feel like he could enjoy that, and he could play Lego Marvel.
Lego too. Marvel. Lego Batman or Lego DC super villains.
No, screw that one. That's just got Greg in it. I want to do the one with all of us in it.
Yeah. No, but the new one is coming out in like September, October.
I thought it was Andrew. I heard the pitter patter. I thought it was Andrew.
Yeah.
We do have to get going though. We're almost at midnight. So let's keep midnight. Excuse me. We're almost at noon. Let's go.
PSWee2008 said, a pleasure to meet Nick, Joey, and all you wonderful people. Also, thanks for letting me hold the belt, champ. RTX was my first big con, and you all made it worth it, heart. Thanks for coming to say hi. I'm glad that after the first day, I saw your picture and realized who you were on the internet. That's always fun. Oh, man, there's so many tips and stuff in here. Oh, no, we already read the rest of them, so we're good.
Fantastic. P.S. I love this best friend, XOXO. It was your opportunity to shout out someone in the community thinks doing a great job. Today, I am actually going to shout out everyone at RTX that showed up. You guys were awesome. I'm also going to shout out Snowbike Mike. I wore a shirt today to remind myself to shout him out. What a phenomenal, phenomenal human being this is. I see him, like literally walked past him. I guess there was a meet and greet at Gus's.
Yeah.
And I saw him, and he was on the phone, and he just went. And there was like five people around him. He's holding court out there.
Yeah.
He's having a great time. Shout out to all the best friends that came out. You guys are fucking awesome, and we have the best community on the planet.
Yeah, it's so fun. And
I think we won. We got it. Let's keep adding to the ranks, but conservatively, we're the best there ever was on the internet. and that'll be that. Okay. Today's episode, it's giveaway time.
Yes.
Joe, there are four ways to win the giveaway. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. Three, back us on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the $2 above level. And guess what? We're going to talk about RTX on the podcast this week. So now is the time to back us. $1 gets you the show. $2 gets you the shows live and entered the giveaway into the game. We got two winners today, right?
Yeah.
Great. Because we have two fantastic sponsors. Today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by MeUndies. Tim wears MeUndies. You guys have heard us talk about MeUndies. Every time, Greg wears MeUndies. We love MeUndies here. We are a MeUndies household. If Greg were here right now, he would be dropping his pants, and thank God he's not, because I've seen way too much of that man's skin. Tim loves them. I see his underwear all the time. He says they're very, very comfortable. They keep everything where they're supposed to be and dry and all that stuff. And it is fantastic because they use that micromodal fabric, which is full three times softer than regular cotton.
It's incredible.
Can't believe how soft these things are. I've touched them. They are very, very soft. Don't ask me why I'm touching my coworker's underwear. And don't ask me why we don't have the open door pee policy yet. Hope we will. Let's see. MeUndies releases multiple fun prints each month in matching socks and bralettes. I didn't know that was a word, but that's great.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Let's see. Tim's got the smileys, which I love. Mm-hmm. But he's got all the great ones. 100% satisfaction guarantee. You're going to love these undies. But if you don't, they'll just send them back and they'll give you a full refund. Let's see. Oh, it's as simple as this. You wake up in the morning all groggy and actually get excited to go to the underwear drawer and pick out the undies I want you to wear for the day. It's like my own little secret, knowing you're wearing fun, crazy prints when you go to work. I know Tim's wearing them right now. I don't know which ones he's wearing, but you know what? When no one's looking, I'm going to sneak a peek. That's how we do it right now. MeUndies just launched a brand new membership. You can level up your top drawer with new MeUndies each month. Members gain access to exclusive prints that no one else can get. They get special member pricing on every product MeUndies makes, and you can switch styles to skip any month you want. That's pretty cool, actually. Mm-hmm. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Get that deal. It's fantastic. Ooh. Our next sponsor today is Hims. You've heard us talk about Hims, a wellness brand for men. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, all for men. I use their hair products, but today we're excited to talk about the other product that they sell. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is what I like about Hims. They're not afraid to take on the hard issues that men face.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me tell you, it's a wellness brand for men. What are you going to do? Sexual performance issues, more common than you think. Over 25% of new erectile dysfunction cases are guys under 40. Great. I got that to look forward to in my life, too. 40% of men by age 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain an erection. Even the world's greatest actors can't fake it. Why do you guys turn to weird solutions or nothing at all when you could turn to medicine and science instead? Guess what? ForHims.com is the one-stop shop for all hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, all for men. They got you covered. Well, these are well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. No waiting room, no awkward doctor visits, no lines. Save hours by going to forhims.com. It's so easy. Answer a few questions and chat with the doctor for a confidential review. Products are shipped directly to your door. Severe ED isn't just an issue for rich old guys in bathtubs. Wow. It affects men in their 30s and 40s. Again, can't wait to look forward to that one, because I got to deal with everything, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. No in-person doctor visits. None of that stuff. You guys can get it. It's very easy. I have used their hair products before. It is a very easy service. I continue to use those. And when I run out of their vitamins, I steal them from Andy's desk. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/morning. That's forhims.com/KFMS. Excuse me. That's hims.com/KFMS. forhims.com/KFMS for that great deal. Joe.
Yes.
Who won today?
We have two winners because we had two ads, and that's how we roll on this little channel show thing that we have.
It's little,
here.
But it's getting bigger thanks to Sir Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick. So we have The Whatnods from Twitch chat that won. Fate Excella, the Umbral Star. And then Taryn Lee from Kind of Funny Games Patreon that won Steep on PC.
But they're not the only winners, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Those of you in the Twitch chat right now have also won my attention. If you're watching this show live, this is a live show. We watch it. We talk to people in chat, just like Dr. Swank, who says, this not proven science. Well, what are you going to do? But thank you for that. Let's see. Fate is a good game, says Zyger1337. Let's see. I love Uncle Nick, says Speedy Rebels. I love you right back. You're never getting banned now. Never.
That's a lot to have to remember.
I won't remember. Nick, I've been trying to make it as a screenwriter and haven't had any luck. Do you have any advice? Says Ariel Mayer. Keep writing. Keep submitting. Keep going. I've said one thing right now. The one thing I've seen in people who are successful, the one common trait is they never stop. Mm. They never stop. Get your shit out there. Don't be afraid to get your shit out there. Don't be afraid to get rejected. If you've only written one thing and you're like, I can't make it as a screenwriter, throw that fucking thing out the window, write another thing.
Dang.
Throw that out the window, write another thing. By throw out the window, I mean submit it. Get people to read it. Talk to everyone about it. Don't hide your screenplay as a little baby, like it's your little tiny baby that you don't want the world to see. Get it out there, man. Be bold and write a lot. Because I'll tell you one thing right now. The more work you can get out there, the more chance you have to succeed. Be bold.
Yeah.
Like I said,
don't think
a
screenplay's ever found its final form in its first form.
Like, no, that's a common thing, right? Everyone wants to, you're very protective of the first draft.
Yeah.
Just get the first draft written. Shelve it, write another one, come back to that one.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. Don't worry too much about it. Yo-Yo David says, Nick, I'm reading Shoe Dog. Good recommendation. Right?
Lexi Gunner said, did anyone in the KF crew see Christopher Robin? We talked about seeing it all while we were in Austin.
It did not get good reviews.
I think it looks creepy.
It got shockingly bad reviews.
Oh, really?
I just don't get it. I watched the trailer. I was like, I don't understand. Andrew Renee, ladies and gentlemen. Back from the dead. We may or may not have talked about you for the first 20 minutes of this show.
You know, I was sitting back there. Oh, my God, what's happening with my hair right now?
I had the same question about myself.
You guys, it's been that kind of a weekend.
Yeah.
No, I was sitting back there with Tim prepping the show.
Yeah.
And I heard my name, and I looked at Tim. I was like, shit, am I supposed to go out there?
No.
I was like, just don't.
You don't have to do it.
Just ignore it. Just let it happen.
We had some prime Andrew Renee stories from this weekend.
We did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You were my favorite part of this weekend.
Oh, thanks.
Getting to spend time with you and embarrass you in multiple, in different, like, spots in Austin was fantastic. My favorite of which, we told the story, was you had the embarrassing, you had to deal with me drunken in an IHOP. I dragged you to an IHOP.
Oh my gosh. Against my will.
Against your will.
They promised me pizza with Greg and Jen.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I would love to go do that. And then we get there, pizza place closed.
Closed. Not only closed, like had been cleaned. The stools were put up on the table. I mean, this thing had been closed for hours.
Yeah.
Now, I think there was another Via 313 that was open, but
probably.
We're not going to point fingers at who books us in the smallest movie screens, booked us on the plane that had to, we had to take a bus to our plane.
I didn't even book that one.
Well, you're getting blamed for it anyway. And then,
oh my God, look at all my emojis
there
in the chat.
It's so cute.
I also want to say my favorite interaction that happened didn't happen at RTX. It actually happened this morning when you walked in and Kevin said, oh, you look really tired. And you looked at him and then he goes, I mean, hungover. I mean, you look terrible. I mean, I'm going to stop talking. And Kevin literally went into the other room.
That's exactly what happened.
Sorry, Andrew, I didn't mean that as an insult. I've never seen you. You like died on that chair.
I did.
Like you went to the chair and you went...
I did.
No, man.
And I was like, oh, shit, is she broken?
We are up against the wall right now, all of us. But we're holding in there because we're professionals.
That's exactly what
we do. You know, actually, a real professional would have dialed in some vacation time. We fucked that up. I was like, oh,
it's because we care so much about everybody out there watching.
We miss doing this show.
Come back for the content.
Also, it's way too fun. I miss doing the show.
It's pretty fun.
I missed the Andrea Renee walk around the corner with the...
I mean, you guys are...
No, we're almost done. We're in sub-only mode already.
Yeah, we're just talking in the chat.
We're just talking in the chat right now. We're taking questions. Yeah, I'm going to go into subscriber, man.
All right. I'm gonna go now.
All right. We'll see you in a sec.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
I also want to throw a shout out to the fact that y'all sat by the pool and did not invite me once.
In fact, I never made it to the pool.
I thought you said you were at the pool.
Yesterday.
At the pool bar next to the pool.
That's the pool. That is... Who goes? Who actually sits by the pool?
Well, because the bar was like a separate area with a really nice patio.
Heck yeah, that's where I would have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You dip a toe into the sun, you go back to the alcohol. That's what you like to do.
Yeah.
That's how real professionals do it.
We kind of forgot that you like to do the pool thing. Sorry.
Fucking love pools.
We also weren't there for that long because we had to go.
Dude, we were packed.
Yeah.
This was the first RTX where I was like, I love it.
45 minutes.
I love that we had three things a day, but I also got to the end of the day and I'm like, I slept like a fucking newborn baby. It was great. And I was like, why do people say that I slept like a baby? Babies sleep like shit. They wake up every like 3 hours and shit themselves.
Yeah, but they pass out all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like the amount of times you've seen a baby go.
But that's not my idea of like good sleep. My idea of good sleep is you sleep like the dead. That's a better analogy. I'm gonna use that from now on. All right, we're in sub-only mode, ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching live for the first time and you're a subscriber, you are the chosen few. This is your opportunity. This is actually our opportunity to talk to you. You brave, beautiful human beings who actually got off your duffs and gave us the free subscription from Amazon. We appreciate you. Of course, I gave mine last month to Sancho West, and prior to that, Teddy Chinaris. And I'm a huge cheerleader from both those guys because they did the right thing and they thanked me. let's see. Underpaid Rummer says, Nick, do you really think Raimi's Spider-Man 2 is better than Homecoming? No, I didn't say that. Did I?
No, you definitely didn't say that.
No.
He understood. Time out. He misunderstood.
I'm sorry, man. Kevin, time him out. Kevin Ace X says, hi, Nick. Hey, Kevin Ace X. Thanks again for that pic. Appreciate it. You made it to the gram. The coveted spot on my Instagram.
Man.
I was going to ask him for the picture, too. And I was like, he's probably fine with it. So hopefully you're fine with it. If you're not, let me know. I'll take it down. But if you are...
That'd be cool.
I gave him credit. Like, what is the...
I think if you give them credit...
I gave him credit in the description. I think that's cool, right?
That's ace. Yeah.
I hope it's okay. I hope you're okay with it. If not, I'll talk seriously. If I fucked you over there, too bad. Nick, I missed you, says Lesbian Jedi. Omega Batman says, presidential address, ? Time him out. That's it. Time him out.
I think he was supposed to remind you, right?
Okay, don't time him out. He was supposed to remind me.
Okay.
That's right.
You have one?
No.
Just talk about the new rule you just made up.
That's right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin, give me the one, please. Here's your first ever, as a kind of funny president and current world champion and best friend of Johnny Ace. He says, what's up? He's really sad he couldn't be here, but he's in Malta right now at the time being. A new presidential decree, if you don't hold the belt for at least 1 week, you will be scrubbed from the record books. It doesn't count. So in fact, Andy and Tim have never had the belt, and I'm pretty sure Greg hasn't either. I am the only true champ. Of kind of funny. You're welcome. Have a great day. God bless America. God bless America. God bless America.
America number one. Like Pledge of Allegiance or something right now. I'm feeling very patriotic.
No, we got to get going. I'm going to pass out.
That works.
Hey guys, you says Pioneer Nate. Hey guys, if you do Star Wars in review, would you do release order or episode order? Probably episode order, I would imagine, right?
That's unfortunate, I feel though. It would be more interesting if we do episode order.
I think so.
Because then it wouldn't just be 4, 5, 6 holding the top spot forever.
Well, that's part of the fun of doing the show, right? Is you're actually going, it's like a time capsule. You're going back in time and you're seeing these movies and the power of the show is that you get to contrast them with what's available today. Yeah. It's not just, we're not going back and like reviewing them based on the merit of when they were launched. We're reviewing them based on the context of now.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's going to be cool to watch the prequels and then the original movies and see how they compare to Force Awakens and see how they compare to The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Sorry, I almost threw up in my mouth.
I know, it's
but
gross.
I said it.
Okay, I am sorry, I hate guys.
It
so much.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I hope we
just sub with Prime says Philip Fry X. Appreciate that, Philip. Thank you very much. How long until I get timed out? You're not gonna get timed out today. But
yeah,
you thought about it for a second, didn't you? I like how we're incentivizing people for good behavior with bad behavior. You know. Let's see. DHAM84 says, Nick, have you heard about the Edinburgh Festival? I was just there this weekend, and there are so many shows, many stand-up, but well-known to start in free venues. It's amazing. I think you'd love it. Look into it for the next year. We'll do.
Like in Scotland?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Nick, any thoughts on Netflix acquiring Andy Serkis' Jungle Book film Mowgli from Warner Brothers? No.
Just let it die. Let it's it die. Good.
We don't need another goddamn Jungle Book movie. This smacks with
why.
Look it. There are two movies.
Oscar-winning one.
There are two movies. All right, there's two types of movies you can be. You can be Tombstone, or you can be Wyatt Earp. Okay? And if you're saying, what's Wyatt Earp? Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Armageddon or Deep Impact, man.
Exactly.
Okay, they're both good, though.
They're both good. Actually, Wyatt Earp is pretty good, too. But it's no fucking Tombstone.
Like, which one do people remember?
Exactly.
Armageddon has the crowning achievement of Aerosmith. So clearly. Man, maybe I'm going to go home and watch Armageddon tonight.
Maybe you will. Last, final question from our illustrious subscribers comes from Bizarre Monk. It says, hi, Nick. As a Republican, I was wondering, which one of your guns do you sleep with? Sir, I have the pleasure to say, I sleep with both of these bad boys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Thunder and lightning, gang and shit. That's going to be it for Monday. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us. Thank you to all that said hey, that came up to me at RTX and said I miss the morning show. It's a part of my life. We are very, very happy to be a part of your daily routine. We will be here for as long as God allows me to maintain a strong erection or for as long as for hims will give me pills. Joey, thank you so much for joining me today. I'll probably see you tomorrow, I think.
I think
it's the Joe and Nick show all week because Andy's off and so is Greg. Yeah. I love you all. Kevin, great job. Great to see you again, buddy. We will see everyone tomorrow. Kevin, please cut the feed.